A dilapidated mix of buildings on Niagara near Tonawanda Street will soon be demolished and replaced with green space and a canoe and kayak launch. Jesse Fisher, Buffalo Niagara Riverkeeper's Director of Development, says the goal is to provide a universal access point so that local residents can use the Skajakwita Creek and see the ecological treasure that it is.
It's a beautiful creek. If you're only familiar with the creek from driving over it on the 198 or on Elmwood Avenue, you don't get the benefit of seeing how rich it is in ecological life. And it's a beautiful recreation site.
From the creek, paddlers can also access the Niagara River and the Black Rock Canal. Fisher says the site's a perfect example of ecological restoration blending with economic revitalization.
So we really believe the result of this will be community transformation, and not just for the Black Rock and Riverside neighborhoods, but for all of us as a Western New York community. This was identified in 2007 as a primary need of the Niagara River Greenway, access into the creek and into Black Rock Canal and into the Niagara River. So it really is fulfilling a larger goal of the community and helping us transform our waterfront from a place that the community is cut off from to a place that the community can have the full benefit of.
The New York Power Authority provided a $600,000 grant for the micropark, which is part of Riverkeeper's Rust to Blue initiative. Fisher says it should be open to the public next year. Chris Kaya, WBFO News.